Hi everyone, this is Mariana here. Welcome to your WOW Wrap. How often do we encourage others with the words, "The Lord will go before you"? Precious words indeed. But do you believe those words with your whole heart? Do you believe that our miracle-working Father will straighten and smooth out the road before you? How does your heart respond to Isaiah 40 verse 4? Every valley shall be raised up, every mountain and hill made low. The rough ground shall become level and the rugged places a plain. Our scripture this week comes from Isaiah 45 verses 2 to 3. I will go before you and will level the mountains. I will break down gates of bronze and cut through bars of iron. I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. Let us be determined this week to trust that our Lord has already prepared the road before us. Our Father reminds us in His Word that we do not need to forge our own path. He is the creator of everything and all circumstances. He knows our needs, fears, struggles, and He designed the blueprint for our lives and the road that we are walking. He knows where we are going. He promises us that He will go before us, and that He will clear and pave the road for our journey ahead. Let's not force anything. Every day brings new opportunities. We should be alert for those and constantly ready to do something extraordinary for God. However, we need to ensure that we stay on the road He shows us and move ahead without forcing anything or falling behind. We need to be ready without being anxious, in step with God's plan and timing. And lastly, let's be determined to not move independently from God's Spirit. We need to be watchful, diligent, and alert for the promptings of the Holy Spirit. This is how we avoid obstacles on the road and experience blessing in return. Let's lay down our own will, ideas, and plans as we let the Spirit direct us moment by moment. Let's live by the motivation and strength of the Holy Spirit and stay on course. Let's attend to the whispering of our Father. He promises us, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it." Let's pray together. Father, thank you for going before us. Thank you for your mercy, kindness, provision, protection, and love, paving the road ahead of us. You have already moved the mountains, leveled the rough ground, and straightened the rugged places. Holy Spirit, lead us and infuse us with grace and strength to do all you expect of us today. May everyone that we encounter on this road experience your mercy and love. May they see the hope that lives inside of us. All for your glory. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.